Blog Talk Radio. One of our listeners would like to hear from, and that would be Paige Stout. we have talked with some of the greatest stock contractors in the business. We have talked with Jeff Robinson. We have talked with Mesa Pate. We have talked with so many. So we want to, you know, we want to sit back and talk with as many of these folks as you guys want to hear from. And that's why we make ourselves available to you, our listeners, to always connect with us. Send us in those requests and we'll get to work for you. We don't have a problem doing that here on the Making Hay Rodeo Network. That's what it's all about. And, you know, we like to be able to bring you the access. So I look forward to being able to sit back with Paige and find out, you know, a little bit of insight on how she got started, what it's like for her to be a stock contractor. We're going to have some fun here today, folks. It is Friday. Man, I'm telling you, you know, we're pretty much on vacation the minute we wrap up our show. Our weekend gets started. So cannot wait. We're going to be bringing you some action from PBR Thackerville. It's going to be an exciting weekend, folks, and hopefully you guys will be joining us. If you guys cannot make it to Thackerville, Oklahoma, you got to make sure to check out one of the PBR Touring Pro events that are going on. Many PRCA rodeos going on this weekend. You know, the top guys are out there. Top cowboys and cowgirls are out there looking to make themselves a spot at the Wrangler National Finals in December. So you guys make sure to get out to a rodeo this weekend. Enjoy it with your families. Some of you don't even have school started yet. Some of you are still on your summer vacation. So I say this, hey, enjoy it. Make the best of it. But the, you know, one way that you're almost guaranteed to do that is to be at one of these events going on this weekend, enjoying it with your family, having yourself a great time on a Labor Day weekend. So we want to wish everybody a safe and happy Labor Day weekend, as I know many of you guys are going out and having a good time. Always do it responsibly and just think about things before you take off and make those bad decisions. Just our cowboy logic for the day, I guess. We'll throw it to you a little early here on a lunch hour show. Man, I got to tell you, got to thank KWBY. And, you know, if you guys are not listening to The Morning Ride every morning from 7 to 10 a.m., boy, you're missing out. You know, we love hearing from Jody Lee and Six Gun Sarah as they connect with us and, you know, sit back and talk about rodeo, talk about bull riding, talk about really everything in country music, red dirt country, Texas country. Oh, you got to love it. Love being connected with the Cowboy Capital. And you guys can always listen to their 24-hour, 7-day-a-week live stream right on MakingHayRodeo.com. We are happy to have them on board with us and happy to be a part of KWBY. So you guys make sure to go check them out. Also got to mention that we talked about it yesterday on our show. Humps and Horns has got a brand new logo coming out, folks. They've got new stickers and hats, T-shirts, things like that. You guys get over there and check them out, humpsandhorns.com. And, you know, you want to make sure that you guys get on board and subscribe. They've got some great editions coming out. Their September edition is here. And, you know, oh, man, I'll tell you what. I have seen the cover, folks. J.B. Mooney topping Bushwhacker there in Tulsa a couple weeks ago. Great storylines coming out in the edition of Humps and Horns. So make sure to get your copy today. Do not miss out. They also have the e-edition, so get over there and check them out as well. Also want to mention, you know, yesterday on our show we talked about we want to do kind of our greatest edition. We want to do a little review of some of the great shows that we have had here, and we want your help. We want to get your vote. So if you guys, you know, if you guys have a favorite show, favorite guest that we had to interview, shoot us a message on Facebook or Twitter and say, hey, we want to hear you talk about this one again. And we'll be happy to go back. We'll pull our archives, we'll download, we'll listen to some of the clips, and we'll share some stories about it. We're very proud to say that we have been in business as long as we have, folks. Cannot say it's all been easy, but, you know, that's life. We just keep cowboying up, and you can't get away from something that you love so much. And that's what we're, you know, that's what we do here every day on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We keep you guys connected with what's going on in the rodeo and the bull riding world, as well as share with you some of our experiences. And we just sit back and have a good time. And that's what it's all about here, folks. Glad to have you guys here tuning in today. whether you're on MakingARodeo.com, tuning into us on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, the TuneIn app, KWBY. It doesn't matter, folks. We are bringing it to you here on a Friday. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we look to have our guest, Paige Stout, joining us. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Friday afternoon. Let's kick it off, folks.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Medic! I need a medic!
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard, that's why I came.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Thought I had my whole life planned out. So you walked in and flipped it upside down. I never thought my Prince Charming would be a rodeo cowboy that I rarely see.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Friday as we are broadcasting on MakingARodeo.com and KWBY in Stephenville, Texas. And that was a little bit of Remy Sutton. And, you know, we talk about a hell of a woman. You know, it takes a lot for a rodeo cowboy to be out there on the road traveling up and down the road. But it takes a lot for a woman to be backing them up, too. And, you know, if it wasn't for the support of a lot of these women out there supporting these guys, they would not have the careers that they do. But, you know, while we're on that subject, we want to talk about some hell of some rodeo women who are involved in the sport directly. And we have had some requests to bring this next guest on. So it is my pleasure. And please welcome in the stock contractor, Ms. Paige South. Paige, welcome to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. I know that you don't have any bulls here in Thackerville, but you're going to be here this weekend, right?
Yes, I will be.
Well, good deal. I know we look forward to seeing you out there. Wish we could see some of your bulls, Buck, but sounds like they need a little bit of a break, right?
Yes. They're on a break this weekend, and, coming back from Nashville, they're having the weekend off, so.
Well, let's talk real quick about that. How was Nashville for you and your bulls?
It was great. I mean, it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. The crowd was real into it, so that made it a whole lot better, and the bulls did great, so I couldn't ask for anything more.
That's for sure. Well, Paige, tell us a little bit about how you got started in stock contracting. What made you decide that you wanted to become a stock contractor?
Well, my dad actually fought bulls for a long time for the Texas High School Rodeo Association, and he did that for most of his career, and, he just kind of got a little burnout on it, so he just started, raising bulls here and there, and kind of just started out, as a hobby, and I picked it up from him when I was 10 years old, and now, what once was a hobby has grown into a lifestyle for me.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, let's talk about the first bull that you ever owned. Tell us a little bit about the first bull that you ever had as yours.
I actually bought my first bull when I was 10 years old, and I bought him on an online auction as a yearling. And as a two-year-old, I took him to all of the youth maturities that I could and bucked him a couple times with the rider and decided to sell him when he was four. And he actually went on to be on the PDR tour, so kind of started off right.
Wow. So one of your bulls actually made it to the PBR before you did, huh?
Yes, my first bull, actually.
Wow. Talk to us about some of your bulls. Tell us a little bit about some of the bulls that you have right now that are going out there at a lot of these PBR events.
Right now, the ones that I have hauling right now are Jack Wagon, Dirty Deals, What Up Sucka, and Black Tie Affair. But I'm always, picking up new bulls along the way and having new bulls that are ready. And so there's always going to be new bulls out there with me.
Right. And how old are those bulls that are out there?
Right now I'm hauling bulls that are between 4 and 6 years old.
Okay. And do you have a few more back at the ranch?
Yes. I have, two and 4-year-olds and a couple older ones that I'm still trying to debate if they're ready or not, and I'm still trying to get a little bit more size and maturity on them so they'll be ready in the next couple of years.
Well, good deal. We look forward to seeing them out there. Being a stock contractor, have you ever actually ridden a steer or a bull?
No, I wouldn't say, not technically. It was actually a couple months ago. We have a yearling out there, and he's just real gentle, and you can just stand next to him and pet him. And I was in the pen with him, and for some reason I got the smart idea that, I was going to see if I could get on him. And so my mom was videoing, and my dad was standing in the background, and I was like, Dad, what do you think he's going to do? My dad was like, oh, he's just going to stand there. So whatever made me do it, I jumped on top of him, and it did not end so well. He actually started bucking, and I wasn't ready for it. But other than that, I've not climbed inside the chute.
Do you ever get tempted to every now and again, you know, flanking so many of these bulls to say, I'd like to just climb down and see what these guys go through?
Almost definitely, but then, you know, my brain starts kicking in, it starts working, and tells me that's probably not the best idea for you. You need to stay on the other side of the chute.
Well, I'll tell you what, we sure enjoy watching you out there, you know, week in and week out, especially on the Built Ford Tough and being able to flank these bulls. Is it hard for you to be back there behind the bucking chutes, being a younger stock contractor, not just being a younger stock contractor, but being a female stock contractor?
You know, obviously I am a woman in a male-dominated industry, but I think because I started in this business at such a young age that it's all I really know, and it's just something I'm used to. And so it doesn't even cross my mind that, you know, I am one of the only women back there because I'm just so used to it.
Yeah. Well, tell us about what it was like for you to be at your first Built Ford Tough PBR event.
My first Built Ford Tough was in St. Louis in February of this year. And going into it, I mean, I was completely nervous. I had no idea what to expect. You know, it was just, it was kind of, you know, it's one of those things where you're honored, but you're also really nervous. And so I didn't, you know, going into it, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But, you know, surprisingly, all of those guys from, you know, behind the PBR scenes, all of the guys that work for PBR, all the bull riders, all the stock contractors, I mean, they went out of their way to make you feel comfortable and make you feel like you belonged there. And, you know, I have nothing but respect for them, and they're great. So they helped me kind of ease my way into it.
Well, that's really good. Now, tell us about who you looked up to the most as a stock contractor getting into it. You know, you obviously started at a real young age, at the age of 10. Who did you look up to the most as a stock contractor?
You know, whenever I started out raising bulls, you know, there was many women in the bull industry that was kind of like today. You know, there's several women that are well known throughout the bull industry, but starting out at such a young age, I mean, there really wasn't anybody to look up to. No other women, you know, that were well known. And so I kind of just had to, you know, pave my own way as a 10-year-old in the industry and start my own path. And somebody I did look up to and I get a lot of inspiration from is Bob Tallman. He's like a grandfather to me, and he helps me and supports me. And he's always the first person I call after a bull riding or when I need advice. So he was always there for me.
Really? That is interesting. Now, did you ever have, like, a favorite bull growing up that you really just, you loved and really kind of inspired you to raise bulls that way?
I mean, not necessarily a favorite. Of course, you know, there's some of the great bulls, and, you know, I always loved the bull camo. I unfortunately did not get to, you know, be on tour back then whenever he was in business, but I always loved that bull. But it was really just, you know, the bulls were all I've known, and so I instantly had an attraction to the bulls. So no matter who the bulls were or, you know, where I was at, I mean, the bulls were it.
Right. Well, we understand. Now, what are some things that you do outside of raising bucks and bulls? What are some of your hobbies and things that you like to do?
Well, I actually just started nursing school on Monday, and so it's very overwhelming and crazy right now. And right now, between nursing school and bulls, I have no extra time. And so, you know, I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't get home until 9 or 10 o'clock, and, you know, getting ready for the next day. So.
Wow. Well, I know that sure keeps you busy there. Let's talk a little bit about PBR Thackerville here at the Windstar Casino this weekend. Like we said, I know that you're not going to have some of your bulls there, giving them bulls a week off. But talk to us about what this event is like. Have you been there to that event before?
I have not actually not been there. Of course, apart from it being an outdoor event in Oklahoma in August, it's going to be extremely hot there. But tonight you'll see all of the classic bulls that all the stock contractors are paying entry fees to actually compete against each other with their bulls. And so, of course, they're going to bring the best of their best bulls, and you'll see some great bulls tonight. And a lot of these classic events like this, I mean, these classic bulls are your next generation of PBR bulls. And so it's always great to get to see, you know, what you're going to see in the next several years and what to expect. But, of course, you'll see Bushwhacker and Asteroid Saturday. So it's going to be an overall great event.
Now, do you think Bushwhacker will get rode again this year?
I don't know. I mean, that bull, every trip that he does something different. He never has the same trip twice. And so it just depends on, you know, if the rider is on their A game or if Bushwhacker is on his A game. You know, it just depends.
Yeah. Well, I know that you know, you follow along with a lot of these bulls. Obviously, Bushwhacker and Asteroid are both going to be here in Thackerville. We saw them in Tulsa as well, both of those bulls. That sure makes for an exciting short round on Saturday, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And, you know, those bulls, I mean, that's what brings a lot of the fans, is because, you know, if they don't know, you know, much about PBR, they know a lot about Bushwhacker and Asteroid. And so those bulls bring in a lot of fans, and that's why a lot of people come, is to see those two bulls compete. And so it's always exciting to get to see them.
Oh, you bet it is. Well, let's talk about this now. I know you've been in school and you have been running probably really busy this week as you're getting adjusted to that. Have you seen the draw yet for this weekend?
I have only seen the draw for tonight. I haven't even got a chance to look at the rest of it.
Do you have anybody that stands out you think will be a really good matchup for us to watch for?
I mean, it's so hard to compare matchups to classic bulls, because a lot of these classic bulls are bulls that the riders haven't ever seen before. And so, you know, neither have the fans or the stock contractors. And so it's always kind of, you know, interesting to see matchups that, you know, you've never seen before. And so there's no telling what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. Now, we see a lot of these guys, when it comes down to these classics, struggle when it comes to getting on the back of these younger bulls, these bulls that these guys haven't seen. Do you have an idea, or do you have some advice, or think that there's a reason why that it's so tough for these guys to be able to ride these bulls in these classics?
You know, like I said before, these classic bulls, a lot of them, nobody's ever seen before, so they don't know, you know, what to expect when that gate opens. You know, these bull riders, they study their bulls, and they know what their bulls are going to do each weekend, or what they normally do. And, you know, going into a classic, something that, you know, you can't study, you don't know what these bulls are going to do. And so it's always kind of, you know, a little bit nerve-wracking, because, you know, you have nothing to study, you have nothing to prepare for, you just have to go out there and ride your best.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, let me ask you, Paige, do you have advice for some younger stock contractors that are looking to get into the bucking bull business? Would you have any advice that you'd like to share?
I can definitely say never to give up. There's going to be ups and downs, and, you know, I've been through myself times where you're wondering why you're still in the bull business, and, you know, it's going to be hard at times, but if you just keep pushing through it, I mean, and follow your dreams, you'll get there.
Yeah. Now, is there anywhere for, say, a young kid who is maybe 10, 11, 12, or just getting into their teenage years, would you recommend any way for them to get started in the bucking bull business?
Most definitely. I mean, whenever I first started out, I went to all of the youth fraternities, There's different organizations you can compete in as a youth member, and youth members are 18 and younger. And, you know, you bring your two-year-old and compete with those, and you get to, you know, as a kid, go behind the chutes and flank your own bulls and, you know, be a part of it hands-on. And that's a great chance opportunity for these kids to get started and not have to dive head in, you know, competing against the big names, but getting to compete against kids your own age. So, and that's how I started out, and that's definitely what's helped me get to where I'm at today.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, that is some great advice for some of these young kids who are looking to try to get into the business. Now, let's talk about here coming up in just, you know, really a couple weeks, maybe about 8 weeks or so, the World Championship in Las Vegas. You have an idea. These Brazilians are running really, really strong. Do you have an idea of who you think might be able to come away with that?
You know, of course, Solano, he's been in the lead the majority of the year, and he's the back-to-back world champion. And he looks, you know, right now he looks pretty good in the first place standing. But, you know, if JB or, you know, Cody Nance can continue to ride good and, you know, keep gaining those points, you know, I think they have a good chance of sneaking up on them. So it might be a close call, but if they can just keep riding, then I think that, you know, they can work their way up.
Good deal. Well, Paige, where is a place where fans can kind of keep in touch with you and find out how you're doing out there as you're hauling these bulls and where you're hauling these bulls to?
I keep my website updated, page.buckingbulls.com. Facebook is probably one of my biggest connections to fans. I always update, you know, how things are going, where I'm going, how the bulls are doing. Twitter, and also Jack Wagon has his own Twitter, so he tweets, you know, as a bull. So pretty much any of those, they stay updated, and I let everybody know how everything's going.
Well, good deal. Well, we look forward to following along with you this year, Paige, and seeing how things are going, and have a feeling that we're going to be able to hear a lot more about you out here in the near future as, you know, you develop and work into becoming such a successful stock contractor. Hopefully the nursing school won't take up too much of your time, but you can manage them both very well.
Yes.
I know it's certainly going to be challenging, you know, but I think it's a great thing for you to expand and explore your other opportunities out there. Are you looking to maybe do stock contracting as your full-time business, or are you going to reach out and actually go and work in the medical field?
Well, the whole reason I chose to go into nursing was because nurses are in such high demand right now, and they basically get to pick their own schedule. And so my planning was to be able to work, you know, 3 12-hour shifts during the week and still have the weekends off to haul because, you know, both nursing and bulls are both passions of mine, and I don't plan on giving one up for the other anytime soon.
Well, there you go. I'll tell you, I like it. That's a girl on a mission. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out, Paige, to join us here today, and we certainly look forward to following along with you and seeing how things go, and want to wish you and your bulls the best of luck out there this year.
Thank you.
You betcha. Well, we're going to go ahead and let you go, but we look forward to hopefully running across you here in Thackerville either this evening or tomorrow.
Yes, sounds great.
All right, Paige, enjoy the event and have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. All right, folks, that is Paige Stout, one of the very young, very talented stock contractors that currently is out there, and you see her, you know, see her and her bulls week in and week out in the Built Ford Tough, and man, I'll tell you, it's exciting to see where she's going with this and just what she's planning on doing with her career. So I want to thank her for taking the time out here to join us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And fans, when we come back, we're going to take your questions or comments as we start to wrap things up and get ready for Thackerville, Oklahoma. The Windstar Casino will be coming at you here this evening. You guys will be able to watch the action on PBRNow.com, their live event center, or CBS Sports Network this weekend. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start wrapping things up, folks. You guys are listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Friday afternoon.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Rodeo Safety One. Manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold on that bridge. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down another. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Think about you, don't want to talk about it. Feel like I made a big mistake. I should have opened my eyes, been smart enough to realize you couldn't give your heart away. Oh, and I feel like a fool, running in circles, chasing you. I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know. Get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself. It's like I'm throwing cords down an empty wishing well. I've been looking for the place to hide this broken heart from your troubled eyes. They cut me down the side. If I told you that you never crossed my mind, don't you know that I'd be lying? All this getting over you ain't an easy thing to do, but Lord knows I've been trying. But when I feel like a fool, running in circles, chasing you, I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know just to get you off my mind. Tried slamming doors and talking to myself. It's like I'm throwing cords down an empty wishing well. I've been looking for the place to hide this broken heart from your troubled eyes. They cut me down to size. Touch. It can't be good for you, they say. If you want it that much. I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know just to get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself like I'm throwing quarters down an empty wishing well. I've been spinning my wheels, I've been wasting my time, tried everything I know just to get you off my mind. I tried slamming doors and talking to myself. It's like I'm throwing quarters down an empty wishing well. I'm still looking for the place to hide this broken heart from your troubled eyes. They cut me down to size.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports, and you're listening to Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Friday, broadcasting on MakingEightRodeo.com as well as KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. I want to thank Paige Stout for taking a few minutes to call into the show today and talk to us about what her experience has been like as a stock contractor and, you know, where she plans on going with it. Man, I'm telling you, she has got a lot of talent, folks, and she raises a lot of great bulls. I think we're going to see several more come through the chain before it's all said and done. So PBR Sackerville, Windstar Casino tonight, as well as tomorrow, Classic tonight. Can the Cowboys cowboy up like they did in Tulsa? Now, we did see 10 qualified rides in the first round during the Classic there in Tulsa. So I would like to see that and more here this weekend in Sackerville. It's going to be an outdoor event. Things are a little bit different out there. You know, when you're talking about the heat, the bulls buck a little bit differently. Man, it's guaranteed to be hot. Now, we had talked about the weather has been beautiful all summer long, but, of course, it's August. It's Texas, Oklahoma, or as we would call it, Texoma. It's right on the Texas-Oklahoma line. So it is going to be hot, folks, but it is going to be a wild one. Bushwhacker and Asteroid both here this weekend. Going to see some big things happen. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to our radio programs as we're going to bring you some updates. We'll let you guys know what's going on out here. And, man, it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to all of our broadcasts here this weekend. Now, we may or may not take some time off here this next week, kind of enjoy our family time. And as we close out like we do every day here on our Lunch Hour Radio Show, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic. And you know what? That's kind of our cowboy logic for the day is, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, last bit of summer for a lot of our friends and our listeners out there. We want to let you guys know, hey, take the time out. Go spend time with your family. So important out there. And, you know, there's no better place to do it than at a rodeo or at a bull riding. You know, you really get to value that time that you have, get up close and personal with these heroes that are these bull riders in the sport, as well as these stock contractors and everybody else involved. So a great opportunity for you to spend some time this weekend. Enjoy the weather and enjoy the rodeo time. But we are going to wrap up our show here today, folks. I want to remind you that we'll be back at it. You guys make sure to stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. As always, we are broadcasting on MakingEightRodeo.com as well as KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. And remember, folks, the road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.